Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars, and always a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss night racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. The best older horses in the nation meet in the Robert Boniface Los Alamitos Championship Saturday, October 11th. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Our October of thrills continues with the Golden State Millions Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactas and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448. 8-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we close in on the two-day Breeders' Cup World Championships at Del Mar, Friday, October 31, Saturday, November 1. A lot of Breeders' Cup prep races around the country. We're going to have trainer Jeff Mullins joining us in just a few minutes. Boy, a massive upset. All things considered, in a six-horse field, four horses trained by that guy, Bob Baffert, and Jeff Mullins sends out 8-1 shot Intrepido with Hector Berrios, patient handling. He was able to go ahead and push his way out, turning for home four wide, and he ran down a couple of very good horses, including the 4-5 favorite, Desert Gate. Big prep, certainly, at Keeneland yesterday, as well as at Aqueduct with the Grade 1 Champagne. High hopes for It's Our Time. A 17 3/4 length first out maiden winner going 6.5 furlongs back in mid-August at Saratoga. They stretched out to a one-turn mile in yesterday's Champagne, and he's off the board. The winner, number 8, Napoleon Solo, trained by Chad Summers. He, too, had been a first-out maiden winner, but it was against New York breds, and Napoleon Solo, no surprise, off at a big number under Joel Rosario. It's on to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile for him, no question about it. Right now, it's on to Long Island, and we say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Ragazin Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. Hope you had great holidays with the family.
All good, Mike. Thank you. Actually, a beautiful day here in New York today, and some terrific races yesterday, like you said. And Ted Naffi, I think, was the most impressive one
right,
as far as these two-year-old races are concerned. He did it around two turns. Listen, the Jeff Mullins horse ran super. When you have four Bafferts and you're up against them, and you beat them, well, that's pretty good. So congratulations to those connections as well.
And what about a guy by the name of Johnny Velasquez? Four wins yesterday at Keeneland.
Five.
How about
Let's
that?
Not shortchange him.
Yeah. He just rolls on.
Yeah, amazing. The clock doesn't stop. It keeps ticking, but not for him. It certainly stopped yesterday. It was a flashback and a terrific job. And it's their boutique meet, so everyone is there. You had all the super riders and everyone showing up, and he came away with five winners. So congratulations to him.
And out here at Santa Anita, Umberto Rispoli, he only had four. I really got a kick out of Frank Miramati's call in the Grade 1 Rodeo Drive. For Phillies and Mares, this is the prep to the Philly and Mare Turf on November 1 at Del Mar. Mission of Joy off at 11.5-1. And Frank picked her up late out toward the middle of the racetrack. And he said, "Time to perfection" by Umberto Rispoli. And indeed it was. You could see Rispoli, he's just phenomenal on grass. There's no denying it. He didn't want to ask her until they straightened up. And that certainly appeared to be the key to victory.
It really was, and on yesterday's show with Bob and John, we gave out Speed Shop with the horse that got nailed on the wire at 14-1. I thought we were home there, Mike, and he just came out of nowhere, and you're right, perfectly timed. You got him on the wire, a terrific job. Listen, Rispoli and Berrios on the grass, they're kind of dominating, it looks like, but they seem to get on the live mounts. But that horse was 11-1, so it's not like they're riding chalk. They're riding, you know, they're getting the most out of their mounts.
Absolutely, no question about it. I want to get back to Ted Naafe. This is a colt by Into Mischief out of an old-fashioned mare by the name of Streak of Luck. This horse couldn't have looked any more impressive. He came off an 8.5-length score in the 7-furlong hopeful, stretched out to 1 1/16, as you noted, around two turns. And, boy, I think you got him to beat when we get down to Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, John.
No question about it. And listen, we know Baffert's loaded. He's got Brandt. He's got a bunch of really good, fast two-year-olds. But this horse has done it around two turns, and it gives you a little bit of an edge, Mike, when you could win around two turns in just your third or fourth lifetime start. So it's all good for these horses there. The upside is big. And listen, Napoleon Solo ran very well at Aqueduct. That was around one turn.
Yeah.
And let's see, you know, these lightly raced horses, here's the problem. The people fall in love with them off of one race. The Tom Amos horse that won by 17 lengths, you had to hear the talk in Saratoga. They made it sound like this was the second coming of Flightline or whatever.
Well, I thought he was. Well, based on what I saw that day, I mean, he went by 17 3/4 lengths. I'm thinking, wow. And you know, Tom Amos, he's trying to play it cool and whatnot, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, it had to be disappointing yesterday.
Yeah, he ran an 8 on the sheets, which was one of the better two-year-old numbers, you know, coming into the race. And listen, again, one race, what does it mean? Tom Amos had an unbelievable Saratoga, Mike. He was hitting at close to like 40%.
Yeah.
All his horses were ready to go, and this was another one of them. But you can never, you know, when you're dealing with lightly raced horses, you just never know what you're getting in their second and third start. Horses have licenses to improve in their second and third start. And that was the case with Napoleon Solo and other horses yesterday. But that's what happens. And some horses regress. You know, I don't know what they're going to do now. I know they turned down a ton of money for this horse, a ton of money.
That's where I was going. Win. John, I have to believe your general advice is sell early.
Sell whenever you can make money is certainly the plan if you can. There's nothing wrong with taking a profit. But horses like this, you know, it's once, especially if you're in the game, you get once in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of owners. Yeah, the regular big guys, Rapoli, we get it. They have the horses every year. Doesn't mean much to them. But to the regular guy, you know, if you get an opportunity, you want to live out your dream. You're in the game for so many years and you finally get a good one and you think this is it. Listen, this horse still could turn out to be good. Yesterday was a bad effort.
Yeah.
You know,
you just regroup. That's all.
Away. That's all. You regroup and you restart. When you deal with young horses, that's what you get.
Now, I want to get back to the favorite in yesterday's American Pharoah, Desert Gate. I'll tell you what, he did all the work early, John. I know he got beat 3/4 length. When you're 4-5, you're supposed to win. But I thought he ran his eyeballs out and you know, they'll regroup and look for him at Del Mar. He could certainly bounce back. I mean, he's a really, really nice colt.
Mike, he didn't get beat by much. He ran his race. The other horse just, you know, fired. And I thought the longest Baffin in the race was going to win the whole race, the three up the rail, who the desert horse actually beat him by a nose.
The one Camaro rode, Plutarch.
Yeah, I called him for second. I don't know. I walked away. Now I'm looking. Yeah. He didn't even get second. But, yeah, you know, you just, again, you never know. Lightly raced horses. And it's a short field. And that's just the way the race sets up. And that's what happens.
Yeah. Again, folks, we're going to have trainer Jeff Mullins on in just a few minutes. Talk about Intrepido and the logic of facing a guy like Bob Baffert, who's got four horses in a six-horse field. Yesterday, Jeff took on the role of David, and he got it done. John, we talked before the show, and before we get along any further and maybe get a best bet, we really lost a solid, solid guy by the name of Jeff Siegel. He had been doing the morning line following the retirement of John White. And Jeff, pretty much a racetrack lifer. You know, he had worked in radio here in L.A. He was close with a guy by the name of Jim Healy. I know you're familiar with him, John, a legend in L.A. sports radio. Jeff, I think, went to work for Bob Benoit in publicity at Hollywood Park back in 1974. He wanted to keep his condition on the down low, but Bob Ike had spoken to him a couple of times. He told me a week ago that it was not good at all. Jeff was on hospice. But he didn't want word getting out as to the real seriousness of his condition. He left us yesterday at age 74. And I met Jeff back in the early 80s, and I will say this about him. He was an incredibly talented guy. He could write. He could handicap. He was a great analyst on television. You know, he didn't have the Hollywood looks, but players related to him because he knew his stuff. It's kind of like Andy Serling. I really believe that, John. But the one just great attribute Jeff had was he never fell victim to becoming so skeptical, so cynical. He's like a dark cloud. You run into guys like that in racing from time to time. I mean, they've been around and they see things and they get, you know, very negative or whatever, and you walk away and you think, man, maybe I ought to commit suicide. But, I mean, Jeff was one of those guys. He was always up, always upbeat. And how about his UCLA Bruins on, of all days, the day Jeff leaves us? They pulled off, to me, the biggest upset of the year. There's no doubt in my mind. I didn't think they were going to win a game this year. They're a 24.5-point dog at home here against Penn State. And they got it done in a big way.
Yeah, he's smiling down this morning. Mike, it's a funny thing. The first horse I ever owned in Southern California was with Jeff Siegel and with Bob Selvin. They were partners years back, I guess, on a horse named Phone Abroad that Eddie Gregson trained.
Oh,
the horse won first time.
I remember
Hollywood
her.
Park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know who else?
She was by Phone Trick, right?
Mason. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Steve Mason and John Ireland. I put the group together, and the horse won her first race, like, for fun, and unfortunately just kept getting hurt after that. But Eddie Gregson, the late Eddie Gregson, did an unbelievable job with her. So I know Jeff for a long time, and he was just a good person. He really was. And he loved the game. He loved the game. He helped people that were getting into the game.
He did.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he was an absolute plus for the game.
Partners with Eric Sondheimer on a whole bunch of horses here in California. They just ran a first-time starter, was not a cowbred, I think opening day at this autumn meet. The horse
on the grass.
Yes.
The horse actually ran a good third or second or third, I remember.
Third.
That.
Ran a good third, yeah.
A third, yeah. Breaking from the rail.
Him and Jack Carlick owned a few horses over the years, and was Jack partners on Phone Abroad?
No.
Okay.
Maybe he may have been with them. I don't know.
I think he was because Steve Mason was getting all the publicity. Well, that was the idea, Jack. Steve's a big guy in radio here. And so Jack goes, I own what, you know, how he used to talk. Nobody ever calls me. He said, so him and Jack owned a horse named Aloha Prospector, won the Swift Stakes at Aqueduct. Oh, God. Must have been the late 80s, you know. And I'll tell you this, John, you mentioned Phone Abroad. her first full. Jack's doing the handicap and the Star News and all those papers, and with his comment, he says, "Sid, take a look. What do you think?" I went over. We're at Hollywood Park. I said, "Why don't you make your comment?" It was a first-time starter. I said, "Say, damn, could speed dial." I like that. So you put that in the paper. Racing, what an amazing game. But again, Jeff, I think he left everybody with good memories. He was in your parlance, John. He was a mensch. He absolutely was.
Exactly. Perfect description, Mike. He was a mensch.
Really, really liked Jeff. Thought the world of him. One last thing before we go to Jeff Mullins. Bruce Headley, we're at Del Mar. I think it's 1986, the old grandstand. We're in the press box, John. And Jeff Siegel and Barry Irwin, they had somebody in a race earlier in the day they'd paid a lot of money for. I think Clover Racing or something. Well, Bruce beat him with one of his patented California breads, probably a four-year-old first-time starter. So, Bruce liked to medicate a little bit. So he comes up to the press box. He pokes his head in. He says, "Where's Siegel? Siegel." And then he starts taunting him about beating him with this cow bread. Unbelievable. All right, let's get to it. Let's make some money, John.
All right, Mike, we're going to look at the eighth race today at Aqueduct. 6 furlongs on the outer turf course, and I like a price horse in here. Number 7, suspiciously named, a 4-year-old gelding from the Eddie Pringle barn, Romero Moral board to ride. This horse is listed at a ridiculous 10-1 on the morning line, and you'll get every bit of it. These are low-profile connections, but number 7, suspiciously named, graduates and beats this group today. Number 7, suspiciously named, eighth race today out at Belmont at the Big A.
Okay, JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Keelan Belmont at Aqueduct and Santa Anita Selections.
Right toward the end of the show, we'll bring you back for Santa Anita, a 10-race card today and a couple of 1-mile turf stakes. For 2-year-olds, a lot to look at. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Likewise. And as noted, we're going to join trainer Jeff Mullins right now at Santa Anita. Hey, Jeff, good morning. Man, it's been a long time,
Mike,
since I had you on the show, Jeff.
Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
Been a while. I think I was doing a show over there in the old KLOS building. And I don't know. You were involved in some kind of a media beef, and we talked about it, and I got some flack, and I'm sure you did as well, but life goes on. I thought a great column by Kevin Modesty and all the SoCal News Group papers on Friday, Jeff. You're becoming more and more media conscious, and I got to say, it's paying off, man.
Yeah, they kind of got – I was a greenhorn back then. They kind of got me by surprise.
Well stated, really. Well, listen, first things first, Intrepido. And you know, Kevin Modesty – He really did talk a lot about this horse in his column on Friday, and anybody who was on board there, they got rewarded with a $19.60 mutual. Jeff, what the heck were you thinking taking on 4 Bafferts in a 6-horse field?
Well, it was either that or sitting in the barn.
Yeah, so you teed it up. But as Kevin pointed out, most of your damage of late, it's been in turf racing. Graded stakes. I mean, it's been a long time, I think 5 years or so, since you won a grade one on the dirt. But you made the decision, like Phil D'Amato has made several others, that, listen, turf just seems to be more opportunities right now. But Intrepido is a glaring exception. I looked at yesterday's American Pharoah again. Jeff, what a tremendous ride by Hector Berrios. You could see he had a lot of horse around the turn. I mean, he's in between horses leaving the quarter pole, and then he's able to kind of muscle his way out. He did it with finesse. He's 3 deep turning for home, and then, man, you came and got Desert Gate. That was one heck of a performance. Just your thoughts on Hector's ride and how it shook out and what you're looking at now in terms of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile.
Well, I mean, going back to his maiden win, I didn't, in my wildest dreams, imagine that horse on the lead. And I left it up to Hector, and I said, just play the break and see what happens. And man, he rocked out of there, and Hector took advantage of it, and it paid off. But I told Hector in the paddock yesterday, I said, you know, I really don't want to get in a fight with two Baffords on the lead with his horse. I said, do you think he'll race? Do you think he'll relax? He says, I don't think it'll be a problem. So he just kind of played the break and tucked in. And then up the backside, he, well, around the first turn, around the three-quarter pole, he had to check. And then he got him kind of into a nice steady stride. And then around the, just before the 3/8 pole, he kind of got in traffic again and had to steady a little bit. And then around the turn, he steadied again. And I'm thinking, man, this horse ever going to get a break?
Yeah.
And they turned for home. And heck, like you said, he muscled his way through there. But it was like, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, third's good. And then I'm thinking, well, second will be all right. And then all of a sudden, boom, he just, yeah. I mean, he just took off.
Yeah. There's.
And I asked Hector, I says, what made him just accelerate the last part? He says, I switched sticks and hit him one time. And he says, that's all it took.
And that roused him. I'm looking at a picture. I've got the Pollock report up on my monitor here. Great shot by Benoit from the inside rail. Have you seen it, Jeff? Hector's, yeah. He's hollering. And he's got the stick in his left hand. It's turned down by this point in time. But, man, what a win. That was really something. How do you approach the Breeders' Cup Juvenile now, Saturday, November 1 at Del Mar?
Well, I mean, that's obviously in our sights. But, I mean, at this point, we're just going to take it one day at a time and just see how he moves on from here. And if everything goes well, I mean, I'll map out a plan for him as far as works and stuff like that's concerned. But, you know, sometimes you can't stick to the plan. So,
right.
I mean, it might threaten rain here, and the track will be closed for 3 days without no rain. So who knows?
Well, and we've talked a little bit about that. I keep hoping that these protocols are going to be addressed and maybe we get some common sense reintroduced, but it's not looking like that at this point in time. Jeff, back to the condition of Intrepido yesterday, I have to believe what it really worked to your advantage to have had him go a flat mile in second start. As you said, you didn't expect him to be on the lead that day, but that's where he was. But having that mile race, that was huge late for you yesterday, I think.
I think so. And then, you know, in his debut, obviously he ran into a monster, but we weren't really trying. Julian was in town, and I just told him, I said, I don't care how he breaks. I said, you just stay calm until you turn for home and make one run. I said, this horse don't need to win today. He just needs a good experience. And if you still have horse left, let him gallop out. Let him get some air in him.
Right.
And he come back and he says, don't worry, two turns ain't going to be a problem.
Boy, was he ever right, but he wasn't here to ride. You handed the baton to Hector Berrios. Jeff, our time is short. You got two horses in today. I want to talk about a maiden filly. She's in with fellow cowbreds today, going three quarters on the grass. Balaza, boy, it sure looks like she's set up for a much improved effort. She's 9-2 on the morning line, pardon me, and she gets Hector Berrios. Your thoughts on how she approaches this race in what'll be her second start?
Well, I mean, she wasn't quite ready for the filly race at Del Mar, and I ended up sticking her in with the boys, and I had Silverio on her, and I told him the same thing I tell all my riders in the first time out. I said, I don't care. She's 20 lengths behind. I said, I don't want you to move till the top of the stretch. This filly does not need to win today.
Yeah.
And he leaves her tapping her on the shoulder and throwing the reins at her. And he come back and I ripped him a new one. I said, dude, don't you understand English? So the race didn't unfold like I wanted it to. If he just sat on her like I asked him to and then let her finish, he used up most of her finish at the backside.
Yeah.
So she probably would have run even better. But now she's in with girls and Hector knows what to do.
Jeff, I got to say, you're a breath of fresh air. It's not often we get some good old-fashioned jock knocking on this show, but you've injected some. Hey, that's what, you know, it used to be. I'm a kid out of high school, going out there with guys you played baseball with, football with, and it was kind of almost like a national pastime. So they'd get on certain jocks and everything. It was part of it. Now the whole game is 95% of the handle isn't at the track, so you don't have that vibe. I think it makes everybody better when you compete. You get beat, you hear about it. Sometimes the fan, he doesn't know what he's talking about, but it's all good. But the game has just changed so much, as you know, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, let's talk about the Zuma Beach. You got Proletariat. I mean, he's third, beat 2 3/4 lengths. Last time out on Del Mar Juvenile Turf, which was a grade 3, September 7th. And Leonard Powell, who we're going to have on in hour two, he's got a French bred Carol Buono. He finished up fourth, about a half length behind you. He's 5-2. You're 3-1. To me, you're tough to separate on what we saw there. Your thoughts getting the outside post 7 here, going a flat mile in the grade 3 Zuma Beach race 4?
Well, he got a little keen in that race, obviously, after sprinting twice. And he kind of pulled a little up the backside, I think, of Kyle from just getting tucked in and getting behind horses and getting to settle a little bit. Kyle says, you know, I hate schooling horses in a race like that. But he says he got a good schooling, but he says all he's got to do is settle a little bit and we'll be fine.
Because he's got plenty of natural speed. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
And you're not that far outside, Jeff, right?
No, I mean, if, like I said, if he can get tucked in going around the first turn and get the horse to switch off a little bit and save that run he's got for the end, I think we'll be fine.
Jeff Mullins, man, thanks for your time. Thanks for your candor. And, boy, we're wishing you all the best with Intrepido heading into the Breeders' Cup. We'll have you back on before that. Thanks so much.
You got it. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Jeff Mullins from Santa Anita. We're going to step aside. Coming back strong with John Lindo, then Orlando Gutierrez, 14 futurity trials last night at Los Alamitos Racecourse. A whole lot to talk about. And don't forget, trainer Leonard Powell in hour two. We're going to lead off the hour with Ray Pollock. Got quite a bit going on at the Pollock Report. A lot to talk about this morning. Don't go away.
Radio. AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space.
And welcome back. My thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz making things happen here at the Big A in Anaheim. By the way, folks, you can get us online live or archived at any time at thoroughbredla.com. Listen, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. Right now we're going to go to Carlsbad, California, and say hello to John Lindo. John, good morning. How you doing?
Doing fine, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. Want to be sure to mention, I know you're honing in on Keeneland today. Reigning horse of the year, Torpedo Anna, going to be center stage in the Grade 1 Spinster at a mile of 1/8. And post time for the Spinster, that's the ninth race, is 5:16 Eastern. And that's the big dance in North America today. Can't wait to see her run.
Just a five-horse field, but the key here, Mike, is that Thorpita Anna, the horse of the year, faces what I think is the best three-year-old filly. That's Nitrogen. So she takes on the older horses today, and we'll get a little measuring stick on where Nitrogen stacks up against the good ones. And, you know, Thorpita Anna, I don't know if she's as strong as she was last year, but she still got that heart. You watched her fight off and win her last race. She was not going to get beat that in the personal ensign last time in Saratoga. It's a good matchup, and from the outside, I think Thorpita Anna, the new rider, Flavian Pratt, they can choose their spot, whether they want to be on the lead or sitting outside and press. It's going to be a good race.
Just a terrible break for Brian Hernandez. You know, done such a great job with her. What a credit he is to the entire business. But he's out for several months, so it's going to be Flavian Pratt, and that helps to make it very interesting as well.
And, you know, the kind of guy Brian Hernandez is, again, he's the regular rider for Brilliant Birdie, who was in the Coolmore Mile yesterday. He was out helping give instructions to the new rider for that horse, and it's great to see him involved. I mean, he has so many live horses coming into the fall, and it's just the timing of that injury, really, really unfortunate. But
yeah.
The best part is he's going to be okay.
Yeah, that is the best part, that he's ambulatory. It's going to take a while, but what a class act. And these are tough races to miss, no doubt about it. John, a lot to talk about. I want to hit the South Point. Steve Johnson, boy, I tell you, he does such a great job with me, updating me on everything going on at the South Point. And there's a whole lot this time of the year. We've had some big line changes, according to Steve, in the NFL. He was able to nail the Rams a week ago Sunday. A big win for them. He says, take the Eagles today and lay the 4 points. And if Steve's right, that'll make him 3-2 here on the NFL season.
Well, Steve's got a pretty good handle. I'm sure he's wearing his Pittsburgh Steelers jersey today. He's a big Pittsburgh fan. And with everything going on out there, you've got the football today. We've got the baseball playoffs going on. Obviously, college football had a huge day yesterday.
Yep.
And we've got the Breeders' Cup seminar coming up on the Halloween night, October 31, out there in the Grandview Lounge. If you want to get out there, the ballroom will be opened up for watching and wagering on both Breeders' Cup days, Friday and Saturday. Number to call, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how you can get your Thoroughbred L.A. horse players rate.
And I mentioned some line changes that Steve passed along. I want to mention those. The Eagles are -4. He says go ahead and lay it. They were 5.5. The Saints were +2 now to -2. So that's a big swing. And the Arizona Cardinals, -9.5 now to -7.5. Kyler Murray and company. Kyler, it just seems like they're still looking for consistency in that offense. And the Lions now, people jumping on the bandwagon, they were -8.5. to -10 as of late yesterday afternoon, according to Steve Johnson at South Point. Folks, if you want to get up there and join the fun, call Steve toll-free in the race book at 866-780-RACE, and he'll get you set up with a horse player rate. John, the Lindo Report, available free of charge there at the South Point.
Right, I'm doing both Santa Anita and Keeneland right now. If you're out there, you stop into the South Point, say hi to Steve and pick them up. And if you're anywhere else, you can pick them up at todaysracingdigest.com.
Okay, terrific. And a quick word about the CTBA. They've got all these new incentives to try and upgrade the quality of the mares. Obviously, full crop is going to be a big issue. We've talked a lot about the consolidation with no more racing in the north. And they know we're facing a big, big challenge in terms of people breeding their mares, knowing that their get are not going to have a place to run up north. They're going to have to fit down here. This is a big, big challenge. I would encourage folks, go to ctba.com to see everything that's offered. They're trying hard, John. There's no doubt about it.
They are. They're increasing the maiden bonuses for if you win a maiden special weight, whether it be a cowbred, an open, or one of those restricted maiden special weights. starting with the Santa Anita winter meet day after Christmas, and that goes through next year through all the different racetracks in California. You know, they're waiving the registration fees. You'll get a rebate, for the California foals for if you breed next year and they're foaled in 2027. There's a lot of different things the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association is trying to do to keep the foal crop up, and we need them. If you look at regular cards any day, you'll see how many races have cowbreds and how important they are to fill the cards. Santa Anita, Del Mar, and Los Alamitos.
Yeah, and John, I don't know if you get Trainer Magazine or not. It's a monthly, and it's a high-end publication. Alan Balch does a monthly column there, and he heads up the California Thoroughbred Trainers, and he is a guy who's been sounding the alarm for a long time about the prospects of foal crop and the moves we've made and the long-range implications. It's worth a read. If you can get that Trainer Magazine and check out what Alan has to say in that regard. Legacy Ranch, Clemens, California, folks. Give Terry Knight a call up there. As they like to say, they'll take you from conception to the starting gate. What a stallion roster they've got for 2026. They just added Om. He's incredible on any surface. Forbidden Kingdom, Clubhouse Ride, Straight Fire. Give Terry Knight a call at 510-928-4980. John, before we get a selection, I know you'd like to say a word or two about Jeff Siegel.
I tell you what, the best handicapper I've ever seen. I learned so much from him, Mike. You start with those KDOC broadcasts on TV. He was making numbers before numbers were being made. He
True.
Taught you how to watch a race, you know, how to see these things and what to look for. And, you know, this is not at a time like now when we have things like DRF Formulator where everything's at a click of a button. You had to grab the tapes. You had to go do the work to find the information. And Jeff was relentless in finding out what he needed to find. And his interpretations of what he saw, there was nobody ever been anybody better than Jeff Siegel. And it was just great to talk racing with him. The guy was such an encyclopedia of knowledge. He's really going to be missed in Southern California. And, anywhere that there's horse players, you're going to miss Jeff Siegel.
Affectionately known as Scalp. And I'll tell you what, boy, he did some damage in the early years of the Pick Six. We'd see those guys in the press box. They'd pool their money. They're getting ready for the next day. If there was a carryover, I mean, they were really in. Those were the days, I guess we could say that. John, how about a best bet for radio today?
Let's go to Keeneland today. Keeneland, race number 5 in the 5th race, a first-time starter number 4, Debbie Dahl. Worked an eighth of a mile in a blazing 9 4/5, brought $175,000 at an April sale in Florida, has been working at Hawthorne for trainer Larry Ravelli. He was extremely good with first-time starters. He's great with sprinters. Walter Rodriguez rides. That's his go-to guy riding in Kentucky. 5-1 on the morning line. Expect number 4, Debbie Dahl, to come out running race 5 at Keeneland.
John, have a great day. Can't wait to catch you and Bob Ike on air 9-10 next Saturday here on KLAA and also at ThoroughbredLA.com. Thanks, John.
You got it, Mike. Good luck.
Folks, before we get down, Catella, it's opening weekend at Keeneland, and Twin Spires has you covered. Enjoy the graded stakes action all weekend long with the Twin Spires $10 bet back promotion. Get your money back if your horse finishes second or third on selected races Saturday and Sunday. That's today at Keeneland Racecourse. Download the Twin Spires app or visit TwinSpires.com to jump in on all the action this opening weekend at Keeneland. Right now we're going to jump in on all the action at Los Alamitos Racecourse. We check in with Orlando Gutierrez. Orlando, I know you were there late last night. You set a record. I got a text from you at 9:47 a.m. I don't know how you do it, but thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Mike, it was an early text, almost 4 a.m. I think I sent that to you. I got to give a big thanks to Mark Ratzke, who helped cover the trials last night. I had a very, very busy night last night. But let me tell you, what a great night of trials it was. 14 races, a record number for the year here at Los Alamitos, and a record number of entries into the Golden State Million Futurity Trials. We had 113 horses that entered. That's a record, all-time record for the Golden State Million Trials. The purse for the final will be the highest since 2011, $1,170,000. And the performances by the top qualifiers was well worth all the hype. Duda Cartel, a horse co-owned by Terry Thompson and his wife, Debbie Thompson, fastest qualifier, won by 3/4 of a length, and a very, very special horse for the couple, named after Debbie's father, Bernie Erickson, who passed away last year. The name Duda Cartel. Duda was his favorite saying. Whenever something good happened, that was what he would say. They named this horse after that, and he has performed incredibly this season. This will be the third final that he has qualified to. Has not won one yet, but he continues to deliver it on trial night. Will be one of the emotional horses to root for in the final. Just Amorted, who won the Edberg Million Futurity earlier this year, broke slow this time around, but came flying at the end. That's how he won the Edberg Million. He was eighth at the start and ended up winning. He has now won, I believe, 4 races in a row. He is tremendous right now, winning his trial. But the performance of the night was beautiful. She won the second trial by 3 lengths. She's undefeated right now, won the kindergarten. She is as good as it gets right now, the way she's performing, Mike.
Okay, and her name again, just so folks can write that down.
It's beautiful.
Very simple. Listen, you got 9 of them tonight. You get underway at 6:15. Before we get a best bet, though, I know you wanted to say a few words about your big Los Alamitos equine sale, day one.
Yeah, we had the day one yesterday. The day two starts today at noon. About 100 head of horses will be sold today. But yesterday, in 2024, we had an all-time record sale in the 21 years. There's never been a better one than last year. Well, day one was up compared to last year's figures. It was up about 3%, not a humongous increase, but if you're comparing it to a record sale, you're up, you're doing something right. The high seller in this one, $190,000, was a nice purchase, sold by Burns Ranch. The second high seller is a full sister to London Toby, a grade one winner. That's the second seller. And today's catalog is just full of tremendous runners. Dr. Ed Allred has some of his best yearlings up for sale, as does Burns Ranch. So we're looking forward to a tremendous day, too. There is a live stream of the sale. You can watch it at losalamitosequinesale.com or at losalamitos.com and keep up with all the sale action today, Mike.
Okay, looking forward to that. Now, can we cash a bet tonight on the 9-race card?
We got 9 races, like you mentioned. We're adding 10,000 into the pick six. I'm going to go to race number 9. And number five, Firestorm, 5-2 on the morning line. She's been knocking on the door in the last few races, finishing second, but gets a rider change this time around. Cruz Mendez will be picking up the mound. Her last 2 victories have come under Cruz Mendez, so I think that's a nice change for her. I think she gets back to the winning form. It's been a while since she last won. In fact, the last time she won was the Los Alamitos Claiming Futurity last summer. So I'm going to go with the 5, Firestorm, 5-2 in race number 9. And again, we are kicking in that 10,000 into the pick 6, Mike.
This is going to be like a night off, Orlando. The 9th and final goes at 9:31 Pacific. Enjoy it. Get some rest today, Orlando.
Thanks so much, Mike. Have a great day.
You as well. We'll step aside one final time this hour. We're going to Keeneland, but we're going to be talking NYRA with Matthew DeSantis. Don't forget, Ray Pollock from the Pollock Report, top of the next hour. And we're also going to have top trainer Leonard Powell joining us as well. Whole lot of shows straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars, and always a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. The best older horses in the nation meet in the Robert Boniface Los Alamitos Championship Saturday, October 11th. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Our October of Thrills continues with the Golden State Millions Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of Thrills at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Yeah, I got it going.
Hour one, Thurber, Los Angeles. Let's get to Keeneland Racecourse, sale to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Matt, good morning. What are you doing in Kentucky?
Hey, Torpedo Anna's here. I got to be here, too.
I love it.
I see the reigning horse of the year. So always great to be down in Keeneland for a big weekend down here and all across the country.
Yeah, I mean, that is going to be a great show. 5:16 Eastern, the Grade 1 Spinster goes as the ninth. Listen, let's talk about Belmont at Aqueduct. You've got nine of them today. Where do you want to go for the listeners?
Yeah, let's go to race number 8, 4:34 p.m. Eastern, 1:34 p.m. Pacific time. It's a $50,000 maiden claimer going 6 furlongs on the turf. I really like the number 2 pre-spin, 6-1 for Rick Dutrow Jr. Recent gelding getting the class relief from main special weight to main claimer. Over the last year, Dutro's been hitting at 43% in those spots. Joel Rosario up. This horse had a real tough trip last time out. I'm willing to draw a line through that. I like that they're shortening this one up, and I think that this is the day this one is able to get into the winner's circle, and I think you're going to be able to get a decent price. Also has been training fantastic, 47-3 Bullet Work, two back.
Eighth race, Belmont at Aqueduct. Matt says it's number two, Free Spin. Tell us how to get signed up again for NairaBets.com, Matt.
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app. Use the promo code MATCH200 for up to a $200 deposit match bonus. Opt into all of our promotions, including today, $5,000 hit and split on the late pick five.
I'll look for you in the paddock on FanDuel today there at Keeneland in front of the grade one spinster.
I'll try to photobomb him, yeah.
See what you can do. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Appreciate it very much. We're out of time this hour, but we got a lot of ground to cover in hour two. Ray Pollock from the Pollock Report. A lot of stuff up at the site. News on jockeys Pat Valenzuela, Norberto Arroyo Jr. Also an opinion column there about what's going on with decoupling vis-a-vis Belinda Stronach and company at Gulfstream Park. A whole lot of show straight ahead. Don't go away.
Answer me, will someone give me the lamp away? I look around, a lousy candle.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars, and always a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. The best older horses in the nation meet in the Robert Boniface Los Alamitos Championship Saturday, October 11th. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Our October of thrills continues with the Golden State Millions Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us for some conversation about what's going on in horse racing, hopefully picking a few winners here and there as well. I don't want to waste any more time. We're going to get down toward Del Mar at Sofa and say hello to Ray Pollock, who heads up the biggest news aggregator in racing, the Pollock Report. Hey, Ray, good morning. Thanks for making time for us.
Sure thing, Mike. Good morning. And I want to just join in with what some of the other people said about Jeff Siegel. What a great guy, tremendous yep. handicapper. I was so lucky to be in the press box in the early 1980s. And I mean, it was the greatest form of entertainment you could have between all the characters up there. It was just fantastic.
The thing about Jeff, every time I saw him, we talk about a lot more than just racing. I mean, he did a lot of work for UCLA with basketball scouting. and he was brilliant. He really was. I mean, such an incredibly talented guy. And they used to say about Hubert Humphrey, Ray, a happy warrior. That was Jeff. I really mean that.
Exactly. And you know, he was all in. Whatever it was he was doing,
that's it.
He was all in.
Yeah.
He really was.
Yeah. He loved the game. He loved to bet. He would get the best out of Julio Kanani. He would, you know, poke at him. And then, of course, Julio would be Julio and Jeff would run second. But it was fun, good times. And, again, he never got jaded to the extent, he didn't have blinkers on. He saw the entire field and so on and so forth. But he always stayed positive, upbeat. It's a big, big loss for those joining us late. Really legendary syndicated public handicapper, much, much more. Jeff Siegel passed yesterday after a lengthy bout with cancer at age 74. Ray, I want to get to your column, View from the Eighth Bull. The headline is Florida's decoupling fight could come to a racetrack near you. Here's the subhead. Whether or not Belinda Stronach is engaging in retribution with a vocal opponent of decoupling, it's a warning that horse racing people should not take their marriage to casinos for granted. Ray, we don't have that marriage here in California, so why should we care?
You know, I don't want to say that California is one of the lucky ones because, look, you know, everybody else that has casinos is able to do a lot more with purse money and construction upgrades to their facilities. So California is sort of an island on that. They don't have any other source of revenue other than a pari-mutuel bet, but they're in the minority. Places like Gulfstream in Florida, up and down the East Coast, tracks are married to casinos, and so far it's been a pretty happy marriage. But what started happening in Florida a few years ago is decoupling, which is to say you can keep your slots, your slot machine casino, license going without having to offer live racing. The whole purpose of giving slots to racetracks, which include harness tracks, it include dog tracks at the time, and even highlight, was to marry the two kinds of gambling, horse racing and casinos. And now this movement is to decouple the two, to say it's okay to keep the casino open. You don't have to have horse racing or live performances. So the Stronach Group entered this fray last January, trying to get decoupling passed for thoroughbreds. It had already killed harness racing in Florida. It had killed the match races of quarter horses at Hialeah and a couple of other places. And if you study history, what's going to happen to thoroughbred racing in Florida if the slots license and the live racing license are decoupled?
Well, there's going to be no Moss. That's it. I want to quote you here early in the opinion column at the Pollack Report, My View from the Eighth Bull, quoting Ray Pollack. Last January this year, Gulfstream Park owner Belinda Stronach and her chief advisors appeared to have the skids greased for decoupling legislation to glide through the Florida House and Senate. This would have allowed Gulfstream Park in Hallandale Beach to operate a casino without having to stage live horse racing as mandated by a 2004 constitutional amendment approved by Florida voters. So where is that whole situation now? There's a lawsuit filed by Belinda First Racing against the racing commission. How is that worded?
Well, they're suing over the legislation that passed a few years ago that decoupled the harness tracks, the quarter horse tracks, and highlight frontons from their casinos.
But who are they suing, Ray?
Well, they're suing the Gaming Commission.
I see.
And they're saying that law, I don't know why it's the Gaming Commission, but I guess you can't sue the state government, but they're saying that law is unconstitutional because it unfairly singles out thoroughbred racing as not being able to decouple. And, you know, that's the point. But, you know, the next session of the legislature in Florida is in January, and they're going to come back and try to pass it again. The same thing will probably happen. It will probably pass in the House, and it probably will not pass in the state Senate. They had the horsemen in their pocket a year ago in January, and it was disgraceful, really, the way it happened as far as the Horsemen's Association. They were sort of conned into going along with it, that it was going to be a good thing for them. And this is why it's so important for horsemen's organizations to have good representation. they were basically conned. And if Carlo Vacareza, you know, hadn't started barking, he's a horse owner that isn't afraid to speak out. If he didn't start raising the issue, if the Florida Thoroughbred breeders and owners didn't double down on their lobbying in Tallahassee, if Mike Rapoli didn't have the governor's ears, Governor DeSantis's ear, if Damon Thayer and a group didn't start a lobbying effort, it would have passed. I think it would have passed. And we'd be looking at the end of Gulfstream Park as we know it.
I mean, really, really interesting. You mentioned Carlo. What is his last name again?
Vacareza.
Okay, part of the grist for the mill for your column is that apparently his son, 25 years old, they have refused his entries at Gulfstream Park. Is that accurate?
Well, they said
okay.
He said that they have denied him stalls, and they've told him that he can't enter horses at Gulfstream Park coming up at the winter meet. Gulfstream Park put out a statement through Tiffany Steer in the name of a guy named Steve Screnchy, who used to be the Horseman's HBPA president, and then he jumped ship and he went to work for the Strana Group. A statement from him saying, Nick Vacareza never submitted a stall application to us, so I don't know what he's talking about. There's no connection between this and the decoupling discussion. Nick Vacareza sent me a screenshot of him, of his stall application being sent to Screnchy in August. So somebody is either doctoring screenshots from their cell phone or not telling the truth.
Was there a response to the kid's text?
No, there was no. Well, the response was yes. When he texted Screnchy with the stall application, the response he said he got, and it was on the screenshot he sent to me, and I think he sent it to the TVN as well. The response was a picture of a GoFundMe campaign that Carlo Vacareza was undertaking to raise money to lobby in Tallahassee for the next round of decoupling.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, the only response was, hey, look at what your dad did. Nick Vacareza he's got a dozen horses or so. He's just starting out in his training career. Side note that he's a cancer survivor and a guy that went to the high school in South Florida that had a mass shooting and lost some friends in that.
Parkland?
The Parkland shooting in South Florida. And so, Nick's a kid who's been seen a lot in 25 years. And for him to be sort of caught in the crosshairs here doesn't seem fair to him.
You mentioned Damon Thayer, and I know you agree. I've said it on air. This is a guy, kind of guy we need here in California to try and forge consensus. He gets things done. He got the Democrats and the Republicans to throw down their arms, get together to make the legislation that they're now enjoying the benefits of, with getting the historical racing machines all over the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Quoting Damon Thayer deep in your column in referring to First Racing, quote, "It just shows you how petty that organization has become," end quote, Thayer said of the claim by the Vacarezas that Nick Vacareza was denied stalls, quote, "This is a directive from the top down, and it's not cool what they're doing. If they can do it to Nick Vacareza, they can do it to anybody else. They have a legal right under our country's private property laws to deny stalls and entries to anybody they want, but I just think this is petty and very small-minded, and it makes me more fired up to continue to fight decoupling. We know that Belinda Stronach and Gulfstream Park are clearly going to try and get this thing passed again. They are suing the Florida Supreme Court to try and overturn decoupling, so it's clear they are going to double down. Our coalition will be ready," end quote, Damon Thayer. Now, Ray, even if Belinda and First Racing, if they are unsuccessful in their litigation, if they are unsuccessful again in getting a bill to pass both houses and then have Governor DeSantis sign it, even if they're unsuccessful, the horsemen could well still run second because, by law, Belinda is not obligated to maintain the current number of dates at Gulfstream that the horsemen now enjoy. Explain that.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, Carlo Vacarezza is not the only horseman to speak out. Mark Cassie had a strong opinion on this. Safi Joseph had a strong opinion on this. Guys with hundreds of horses, and they're not picking on those guys for some reason. They seem to be picking on the little guy. Under Florida law, I believe it's 40 live dates that a track must operate to keep its slots license. Currently, they're running over 200 dates. So they're within their right to cut way back on the number of races they run throughout the year. So that, you know, we could see maybe just a winter meet at Gulfstream Park of 40 or 50 days when they do make money on racing. The rest of the year, I'm not sure how they do. Of course, it's a private company. You don't see the books. But, the rest of the year is meat and potatoes racing, and I'm not sure how well they're doing, if they want to keep a summer meet going, keep a fall meet going, or if they just want to reduce dates. That is their right.
Yeah. You know, I asked you at the top of this interview, why should those of us in California care about this sort of thing? Because we don't have an issue with decoupling, because we don't have any ancillary sources of revenue vis-a-vis casinos or any sort of slot machine revenue at all. I'll finish up with Damon Thayer. This is basically how you ended your column. Quoting Damon Thayer, this is important not only for Florida, but the entire economic model for horse racing in North America. And everybody in every state and every province should join our battle to defeat decoupling in Florida, because it could come to your state or province if Belinda Stronach and Gulfstream Park are successful in Florida, end quote. So they're banging the drums down there. This is sounds like this is going to get a little bit Western.
Yeah, I think it's going to be it's coming back for sure. And
yeah,
I think his point is well taken. So many racetracks now are owned by casino companies. They're not owned by racing people.
Exactly. Ray, I want to, before I finish with you, you've got news on Pat Valenzuela. The Racing Commission denied his application for a jockey's license. He does have a valid exercise rider's license. And anybody who's seen him on horses, I know he's going to be 63 here on October 17th, but he looks like Pat. He looks great on horses. But it's been denied. They said they'll revisit it next year. Same thing with Norberto Arroyo Jr. But what you point out in both of these guys' cases, there are issues off the track. And in this day and age, there's serious issues. You're talking domestic issues, and there's a lot of heat on everybody to make sure that the right people are licensed and so on. Just talk about these two jocks, and in Pat's case in particular here in California, always an extremely popular rider with the public.
Yeah, and you know, so much talent throughout the years, too, for both of them, but especially Pat Valenzuela. I was out there when he first started his career, and man, he could get a horse to the lead and nurse him as good as anybody I've ever seen.
Exactly.
The statute under which the hearing officer that the CHRB employs says that there has to be some separation between the time of the application for a license and the off-the-track things that have happened, you know, the brushes with the law. In both cases, Arroyo and Valenzuela have had issues not that far into the past with either violating restraining orders in Valenzuela's case, or with domestic violence with Norberto Arroyo Jr. And in each case, there are two different hearing officers. They said there's been progress, there's evidence of rehabilitation. But in Pat Valenzuela's case, when the hearing was in June, he had been attending Winners Foundation. He was living in a sober house for about 5 months at that point. We hope it continues. And in both cases, the hearing officers said we encourage them to apply again in a year. And I think what the implication there is that at that point there might be enough separation between their legal problems and the application date to where it fits the statute of getting licensed again. So it's not just an opinion these hearing officers have. They're following the statute that says there has to be some separation in time.
Ray Pollack, thanks for your time. Thanks for the great work at the site, the Pollack Report. And we'll have you on again soon. Try and get you on before the Breeders' Cup right there in your backyard.
Take care, Mike. Thanks so much.
You bet. Now we're going to get up to Santa Anita and say hello to a good friend, Andy Harrington, top private clocker on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, on behalf of the listeners, man, thanks for just a super winner last Sunday. Lavender Love at Santa Anita, $18.40. Appreciate it.
Oh, well, we get lucky sometimes, so maybe we can get lucky again. Who knows? We'll see.
I read where Baeza, recent winner of the Grade 1 Pennsylvania Derby, had his first breeze since coming back home for John Sheriff's. A half mile yesterday. Tell us about it.
It was just a let's stretch our legs, 52, which with Hector Berrios up with blinkers on, didn't do anything, stayed in the three path, just the first throw off a really smashing victory. So, the serious stuff is going to come in the forthcoming weeks. But this is just let's get the cobwebs off and let's stretch our legs kind of drill. So it was just a maintenance drill at best.
Andy, can't wait to get your thoughts here in the next couple of weeks as they tighten those screws back down with Baeza prepping him for that assignment against three-year-olds and up in a mile and a quarter, Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic at Del Mar Saturday, November 1. Another big three-year-old, winner of the Santa Anita Derby, Preakness, Haskell Stakes. He's faced them all. Journalism. I saw Aaron Wellman. I talked to him. He was with trainer Michael McCarthy on Friday morning. Saw all you all. He worked five furlongs in 101 and change. Your thoughts on journalism and where they're at with him?
Your typical journalism drill these days. He's a real smart guy. He does exactly what the rider wants him to do. In this case, it was just stay in company, clear off a little bit on the gallop out. It was 101 right on the dot, out in 14 for me. It looks like the horse is holding his weight. I think they're just they'll probably put a very serious drill in maybe a couple weeks before the Breeders' Cup. But I think typical Michael McCarthy fashion, it's all the gallop out, just an easy 101 with a long gallop out.
Right.
That's kind of the way he trains, just like his mentor, Todd Fletcher. So it's pretty all systems seem go for me. He seems to be just doing fine since the Pacific Classic runner-up.
Andy, when he's right, in my opinion, he just might be the best horse on the grounds, but he's had issues. Nisos. He was forced to scratch out of the Pacific Classic. They did not nominate to the Goodwood, but I understand he's got a couple of works on his tab recently. Talk about Nisos and what he's looking like to you.
Well, he missed almost a month of training, full training. He's on the track, but he wasn't working. He came back two Mondays ago on the TT, the training track at Tapeta Surface, and did an easy 48 with a nice gallop out. Looked really nice to me. Came back again last Monday on the main track, worked alone again, and did the real easy 5/8. So I had a minute on the dot. When you have a horse as brilliant as he is, you can maybe afford to not, hit every dot going forward. So maybe he can get away with this. I don't know if he's going to go to the Breeders' Cup Sprint.
You're talking about from a fitness standpoint. Maybe they can skip a worker here or there because he is that good. Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't drawn up in the Bob Baffert playbook to lose a month of training after the Pacific Classic. And obviously the Breeders' Cup Classic was what they had in mind. That's probably not going to be in the cards. But he's got a lot of options because the horse is so gosh darn good. And so, it depends on how the horse moves forward. He is scheduled to work tomorrow. I think we'll learn more, but I see no reason to jump off his bandwagon for either the sprint or the mile at this point, because he's just got speed to burn.
Interesting. Andy, you talked about the Bob Baffert playbook. How often does Bob Baffert venture onto that synthetic Tapeta training track?
Very, very,
thank
very
you.
Seldom. Now, probably, maybe he had a bruised foot. Maybe, the first drill back, you just want to get, have him, the Tapeta is a much kinder surface than the main track. So maybe he just wanted to see where he's at with the foot and if everything was copacetic. That's my guess, not knowing exactly what Bob does. But he's never worked nicest on a training track ever in his entire career. So that was the first.
That was the first. That's when you said it. I was unaware. That's interesting. Sure. Now, I also want to point out Bob was very happy last night. The TCU Horned Frogs, they took it to Dion and company there. They got the money against Colorado, so and they really look good. Andy, let's try and make some money today. Where do you want to go for radio?
Let's go to the middle of the card here, the sixth race, which is a full field on the grass going a flat mile on the turf course here. The number three horse in here from the Michael McCarthy barn is a horse called Beats, who came off a layoff from the Bill Mott barn. It was an acquisition from that barn. Just kind of ran around the track. He took the blinkers off, Michael McCarthy did, on this filly, and came with a terrific 47 in James Grove on the 21st. I'm hoping that that was a wake-up. This horse broke its maiden without blinkers and ran a big second out, second first time out without the blinkers. Maybe the blinkers addition midway in this horse's career was not needed. So I'm going to take a shot purely on a workout play for the number three horse, Beats, from the Michael McCarthy barn here in the sixth race for the listeners.
Okay, and Ricky Gonzalez has the call, owned by Mike Rutherford. Pretty sure this is the guy that owned Lakeway. Used to, I think, square off with Sardula way back in the early 90s. Am I right about that?
The Royal Blue, yeah. With the,
with that's
the
you.
And orange, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, good call.
It means absolutely nothing. Just every now and again something leaches out. Tell us about nationalturf.com.
I worked that report there with grades, giving you kind of a little bit of information that maybe you can't find in the pages of the racing forum. It's nationalturf.com.
And Andy says, sixth race today, it's number three, Beats, at Santa Anita. Post time for that scheduled 3:34 Pacific. Andy, thank you so much. Always enjoy the time. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, folks, stay tuned. Coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bob Mazursky off today. We got top trainer Leonard Powell wading into those waters. Whole lot of shows straight ahead. Toby Callett up near the top of the hour in take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Raggeds and Chiefs. Don't go away.
You're getting to be all that matters to me. And let me tell you, girl, I hope and pray each day I live.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thurman, Los Angeles. Let's get right up to Las Vegas, Nevada, and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Real good. I know you must have run across Jeff Siegel at some point during your travels here when you lived in L.A. At Hollywood Park, Del Mar, Santa Anita, right?
Yeah, and I remember when I first started handicapping, I think it was Bob Selvin and Jeff Siegel put out a publication. Well, it was around called Handicappers Report. It was nice little. It was like a pocket size at that time, and it had, you know, race analysis and works. And I believe Jeff Siegel was the clocker. Am I not mistaken? He was under an alias, maybe.
But well, he might have used a Jaffet, and that's all I ever knew him by.
I thought it was maybe a guy called Ray Baker. I don't even know if there was
Mike Baker.
Okay.
Yeah, used to call him. Julio called him Donuts.
Yeah, what I had heard, that maybe he was one of the aliases.
Several. But, yeah.
Yeah, and he apparently had filmed some workouts at the time, so he was kind of a forerunner to what we see today and all the information. And,
no question.
He really added to the game quite a bit, and I love that publication. I remember, you know, Off the Works and everything else did really well early on, so I had a real respect for that, and very sad, very, very sad to hear that happened.
Indeed. Hey, Bruce, let's make some money. I know you're all over Keeneland these days, and we get to see the reigning horse of the year, the brilliant filly Torpedo Anna, with Flavion Pratt today. In the ninth race, that's the Grade 1 $650,000 spinster at Keeneland. Post time for that, 5:16 Eastern.
Yeah, let's take a look. I heard John do a first-time starter in the fifth, so I'm gonna see him and raise him in another race. How about that? Let's go. How about a first-timer in the seventh race, Mike? This is for fillies going six furlongs, two-year-old fillies. And the number nine horse, Betty's Pearl, for Brian Lynch. This was a horse that went for $700,000 at a two-year-old in training OBS sale in April. Mike, that's for a $65,000 stallion money. So one would think she worked well. And I looked it up. She actually worked 21 seconds flat for two furlongs at that sale. And I've seen her online in workouts, a late August workout. She showed some excellent late kick. And the last workout, the one out of the gate, September 27th, she was a pro. She broke well. She settled. She overpowered her workmate down the lane, has a big stride on her. I like what I see here, and obviously she looked precocious at that two-year-old in training sale, which is good enough for me. So in race seven, the nine, Betty's Pearl, 8-1. on the morning line.
Okay, and post time for that, 4:12 Eastern. Come on out to Santa Anita. We got 10 races overall. We get underway at 1 o'clock.
Let's go to the 8th race. I'm going to accept what could be a short price, but I'm going to take it on the 6th horse, Scratch It. Let's be honest now. The East Coast shippers have done a ton of damage shipping in to both Santa Anita and Del Mar over the last several years, and I think Scratch It might be a cut better than these. She was a game winner on debut at Saratoga, taking on all comers on the front end. She ran second to Time to Dream, who was the even money favorite a couple of days ago in the Jessamine Stakes. She ended up running third at Keeneland, Mike, but she is a top-class filly, and she tried to run with Time to Dream down the lane, but that filly just has too much of a late kick. She still ran well in defeat to finish second. I think against this crew, she should be tough to beat. Race 8, let's go with the 6, Scratch It, 3-1 on the morning line. I expect she'll probably drop down a little bit from there.
Okay, terrific. And tell us what's going on at betonbruce.com.
We have full card analysis at Santa Anita today, Mike, with audio. Also the late races from Keeneland, outstanding races also from Keeneland, last 6 on the card, also best bets from Santa Anita. And we'll be covering this week starting on Wednesday. We'll cover Keeneland on Wednesday and Thursday when Santa Anita isn't running.
Right. And listen, I got a text. I'm sorry. All I know is the guy's name is Bob. My apologies. He said, Mike, you're right about the clocker that Siegel and Selvin used. It was Jaffet at Handicapper's Report. He said, Jaffet, along with Jay Clark, who played on a national championship team at USC in 1962, and the late John Wilson, were the best, in my opinion. So anyway,
yeah, I know they used Jaffet later on, but we're talking mid-70s when this thing first came out, and I'm pretty sure there was a name in there called Ray Baker. Not Mike Baker, but Ray Baker.
Unfamiliar with him. So
look into that.
We'll drill down there. How about that?
I was told that could have been an alias for Jeff Siegel, but
could have been.
Just a rumor.
We'll drill down. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Take care.
All right. Bruce Finkelstein with us. And a quick word, I'm going to try and hook up with Bob Ike today out at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. And, folks, you ought to get out there, too. Just a tremendous operation. Free parking and admission every day, every single racing day in Southern California. An outstanding food and beverage presentation, reasonably priced. And whatever they do it very well. And their audio-visual situation, well-run. There's a lot of fraternity out there, a lot of good times at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona. And on my way home, I'm going to pick up, got some folks coming over, a couple of pizzas at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, right off the corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out Burger, right next to Stater Brothers. Save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Well, a guy who's at the track early and no doubt ready for lunch right about now joins us, top trainer Leonard Powell. Hey, Leonard, good morning.
Good morning.
You live over toward the west side. What time do you get to Santa Anita these days?
4 o'clock sharp.
I'm interested. What's your first move? What do you guys start doing? Taking temperatures, checking feed tubs? What is it?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, checking temperatures and checking feed tubs, make sure everybody ate up. And then, we look at, sometimes medications, horses that need. We make sure we don't need to make any changes to the set list that we did the night before, and we go from there.
Well, whatever you're doing, Leonard, don't change it because you're having another great year. We don't have much time, but I want to talk to you about a French bred, just like you, in today's Grade 3 Zuma Beach. That goes as the 4th. This is a 2-year-old colt, made his U.S. debut at Del Mar in the Del Mar Juvenile Turf. Now, he was 10.5-1, but you got Flavion Pratt, and in looking at the video, I know why, because this colt looked to me on the tape, he's 4th beat 3 lengths, like he's all business. He actually broke sharp. He was into the bridle, didn't appear to be green at all. Your take on Caro Bono in today's Zuma Beach and maybe how much he got out of that U.S. debut at Del Mar, Leonard?
Yeah, no, I think he's improved quite a bit since the first race. You know, his race at Del Mar, we didn't have a favorable post position that day. So, as you say, he broke well, but then Flavien took him back. And when he made big run. You know, he got bumped a little bit, but once he leveled off and got his mind on going, he closed up a lot of ground late.
And has he impressed you ever since you got him in from France?
You know, the first month, we was training just okay, but I think he was adapting to the dirt surface, you know, at Del Mar.
I see.
And the last work before the juvenile race at Del Mar was like, you know, kind of an eye-opening work. And since the race, he's been doing extremely well. I've worked him on the synthetic track here, and he seems to handle it better than the dirt surface.
Right.
And his last work was very, very nice.
And, Leonard, you said adapting to the dirt because that's where you got to train, especially at Santa Anita. But if you're not a stakes winner or whatever, you're training on the dirt. And for a French bred like this, it's all new to him, right?
Yeah, it's different mechanics. You know, the dirt is a deeper surface than what you'd be using in Europe. And horses use different muscles, so sometimes they need time to adapt to it.
Exactly. Listen, Leonard, you had another horse in today, the ninth race, number three, Impossible Task. Now, you reached in and took this horse two back for $6,250. You got him into a condition allowance at Del Mar. It kind of looked like it was written for the Northern California guys. And, I mean, this horse aired at 9-5 under Diego Herrera. He rides back today. This is a little bit of a jump in company in a starter allowance, but it looks like this guy is going in the right direction, Leonard.
Yeah, you know, at 8 years old, he showed that he still had it in him. And usually, you know, we've done well with older horses, but we just keep him happy. And, you know, last time we were the speed of the race. This time we have a good position to be close. So I hope the outside horses don't make us do a suicide pace, you know, but he's feeling very good about himself. He's a happy camper, so hopefully he can stand the race.
Leonard, we used to have a lot more claiming on this circuit. I grew up betting on horses trained by guys like Bobby Frankel, Gary Jones, and some other really great trainers that knew the claiming game. And I know the word on Bobby was that he would address their teeth, and that was what he ascribed sometimes to a form reversal. In your case, it wasn't a form reversal with Impossible Task, but just in a general sense, can you say maybe some of the things you look for, not necessarily with this horse, but with a horse who's run a lot, in this case he's an 8-year-old, what sort of things do you look at that you think maybe you could adjust and get an improved performance?
Well, you know, every time you claim a horse, you look to do something different. You know, you don't want to do the same as the other guy because, you know, then what's the point of if he's going to run the same? You always, you know, look for a different angle. And, you know, it depends on the horses. But first of all, you always look, you know, do you have somewhere to run back where you can make a difference? And mm-hmm. then health-wise and sometimes, you know, especially with younger horses, you look at pedigree, you know, a guy that's been running a horse short, and when you look at the pedigree, you're like, hey, no, there's some stamina in there.
Yes.
And those are the aspects you look for, something that you could do different.
Well, this horse did something different first off the claim for you. I mean, the day he ran second, you claimed him for $6,250, a 65 buyer. Last time out at Del Mar, he got an 82 buyer. So, boy, he's going in the right direction right now. I wish you continued success with all of them, certainly including a very, very live horse, second in from Europe, Caro Buono. How do you pronounce that, Leonard? Help me out.
I'd say Caro Buono.
Excellent. I know Frank Miramati's listening, so he'll nail it. Leonard, good luck today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, we'll step away one final time, folks. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're coming back strong with Toby Callett from South Florida. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars, and always a full lineup of the top runners in California.
Don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. The best older horses in the nation meet in the Robert Boniface Los Alamitos Championship Saturday, October 11th. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Our October of thrills continues with the Golden State Millions Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Listen, folks, it's here, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. Great to have you back with us, and I want to give a tip of the cap to a longtime friend, highly, highly respected guy in his business, his entire family, Bob Bedeker. He's the guy who sent me the text message about past clockers with Handicappers Report. Bob, thanks for listening. God bless you. Hope everything's going well. Let's get down to South Florida. Say hello to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, but I'm in San Jose, but that's okay. I won't hold that against you.
You know, my brother once interviewed Richard Nixon. My brother had the first interview with Nixon after the impeachment. Some bartender at a bar across the street from the San Gabriel Mission called him. He was working at the Pasadena Star News, and he said, hey, you got to get somebody down here. Nixon's in here. Really? Boom, my brother flew down. There are no cell phones in. Right. So he introduces himself, and he said the guy couldn't have been any nicer. You know, he said, what's your first name? David. Where'd you go to school? And my brother says, San Jose State. Spartans. So anyway, that's why I digress. Sorry about that.
Oh, there you go. And you brought a smile to my face earlier with talking to Bruce Finkel. A couple of summers with Mike Baker at Del Mar. Even had dinner with him one night at Donovan's in La Jolla. But he was a character. Softball player, retired to Utah to keep playing softball.
I played on a team with him. We played over at Arcadia Park, and he was pitching. And we didn't seem to have a catcher who could get the damn ball back to him without bouncing it. He was a big, heavy set guy. You don't want your pitcher lunging and everything. I said, I'll do it.
No.
So guess what? Yeah. We went out there and we rattled off a couple of wins because I was able to quarterback things from behind the plate. How about that?
There you go. I knew when I when I heard it, it would bring a smile to your face too. I liked Mike. He was a Damon Runyon-esque character if there ever was.
He was a sharp gambler, as are you. Why don't you make some money for all of us?
I'm going to try. Take you to Gulfstream. They are on the turf today, but, of course, while traveling, I wasn't going to gamble on what they were going to do. So I'm taking you to a dirt race, two-year-olds going a mile. That's around one turn at Gulfstream. I like the seven. His name is Master Chief Mike. We'll use him with the two to very much. The six, Yamal. And the one, he's my uncle, 7261. Hopefully we're going to have fun playing the sixth at Gulfstream Park today.
Sixth race, number seven, and I'm trying to find posts for the sixth. I will do it. 3:15 Eastern. Toby Callett, have a great day, and I hope you're playing some golf up there in San Jose.
That's exactly the nature of the trip. I played with a couple of really good guys when I was here in the summer. Made arrangements to come back and going to play a few really good courses here.
Yeah.
You know how much it's rained in South Florida, so I'm really chomping at the bit to put it into horse racing parlay.
Well, and Santa Clara is not that far. I'll tell you what, I know the Niners are paying Brock Purdy a lot of money, but the way Mac Jones played the other night, they might have a competition on their hands before long here.
They could. That's the way it works, in professional sports.
Next man up.
And the next thing you know, very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
let's
Toby.
Take some time for Jonathan Hardoon.
Appreciate it very much. Let's head back to Long Island. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike. Did you watch any of the game, Dodger game last night?
Oh, man. Teoscar? Yeah. And
Teoscar.
And Roberts has found his closer.
Yeah, it's amazing, huh? I'd like to know what Shohei Ohtani hits when he starts pitching, when he pitches in games. Because he's a different hitter when he comes off the mound and has to go right up to bat.
Would he strike out four times last night?
Could you imagine four times?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I know he gave up three runs early, but his stuff was.
His stuff was incredible
last night.
It was, and they got to steal a game there, so home field advantage back in their favor.
Yeah, and the Phillies, that is one good ball club. All right, John, come on out to Santa Anita. We get underway at 1 o'clock, 10 race card.
All right, Mike, let's look at the sixth race today, a mile on the turf, and I don't like going up against Andy Harrington, but that's going to be the situation here. I like a price horse in this race, number six, Corporal Violet. This is a six-year-old mare who was reclaimed last time out by trainer Mark Reinford. And this guy had a lot of success with this horse in the past. So I like the fact that he reclaims her. Antonio Frasu got aboard two starts back, and both races under Frasu, the horse ran very, very well. She's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Number six, Corporal Violet, upsets and wins today's sixth race out at Santa Anita.
Okay, trained by Mark Reinford and does a really, really solid job. Mark's been around for a lot of years. He was most recently working for Manny Ortiz. Post time for race six at 3:34 Eastern. John, fill us in on the website.
JONHARDOON.com. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Keeland, we have Aqueduct, and we have Santa Anita Selections.
Okay, now I want to ask you this. As you know, I do the show from the Big A. I'm a big Angel fan. Grew up Dodger fans primarily, but there wasn't this big divide between the two camps. I think it's because the Angels were never a threat. And okay, you're for the Angels. That's great. But now we've tasted success, although it's been a while. Who should they hire as their new manager?
I don't know. Albert Pujols, I guess, is at the head of the list, So I'm not sure how great players that come back as managers, a la Ted Williams. I can name you a bunch of them. Frank Robinson. They were great players, and I guess they expect more from the players than they really have to give. So I'm not so sure that's a great hire, but if they want to go for it, why not? Players seem to like him, and maybe they'll perform for him.
Well, you didn't.
I personally would have kept the guy that they had that got sick and took time off.
Ron Washington.
They were playing for him. You know, I don't know. Just my opinion.
Great baseball guy, a lot of credibility. And that's why, for whatever it's worth, I hope they give Dino Ebel a very serious interview. The guy, he knows the operation. He knew Mike Trout before he came to the big leagues. I think he'd be tremendous, but he's never had that shot. I don't know.
Well, he certainly put in his time. He deserves a chance to a lot of people.
All right. Hey, John, thanks so much. Have a great day. Thanks for your time. You'll be back home next weekend, right?
Yes, sir. Thanks,
okay.
Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. My thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz making things happen here solo at the Big A in Anaheim. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to you for listening. We'll catch up next week. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.